2.9, da je to evo, ovaj, Salim.
Yeah, ready? Yeah? So, next week is Shavuos, and the minhag is that we stay up Shavuos nights, and Thursday night we stay up to learn. And then, after we finish learning, what do? So, ready, got ready an answer here, we go to sleep, we go back to bed. What about Shacharis? Dama Shacharis later. So the Shaila is, what is the right thing to do? What's the correct thing to do? Sal pi alocha and sal pi a few more other things that maybe we'll touch on. What's the correct thing to do? To daven after you learn, early, either net or maybe even alois, before net, or no, go to sleep, have a good sleep, a good few hours, and daven normal time like we daven Yom Tov davening. Now everybody understands. Everyone understands what's the chesaron and what's the mail. Everyone understands straight away. Well, the mail of davening nets is what I mean. You just learned, and the whole learning is all a preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. So now you want to daven straight away. But Mitzad Sheni, there's a chesaron. What's the chesaron daven straight away? It's self understood, especially today in 2026, that we fall asleep. We literally fall asleep. It's very, very difficult for some of us. We're not used to it. And literally fall asleep. And even if you don't fall asleep, and even if you do manage to stay awake, but it's not the same davening, it's not the same bren, it's not the same geschmack as davening later on. You have the sleep, you feel a bit better, and you're not rushing, you're not waiting to finish and get to bed to have kiddush with cheesecake. It's different. You're more in it, you're a bit more. So that's the two dollars in the shayla. That's a shayla. We'll see. We'll just touch upon Lekudas on this shayla, and we'll see from there. So the Magen Avraham brings Issa Bazoya, Magen Avraham and Ilchus Shuos and Tov Tzadi Dalet. Magen Avraham brings the Makor to stay up through the night. Bemis in the Poiskim is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham brings a Zoya. She Chassidim Rishonim Yenuim Kol Halayla. The Chassidim Rishonim used to stay awake all night. Voiskim Atoyer. Ukvar Nol Gurev Aleim Demnasas Ken. Not just the Chassidim Rishonim. Even though the Zoya Kav says it was just meant for no today. Ukvar Nol Gur everybody to do this. Zok the Magen Avraham. Now this is Magen Avraham's own. This is his own things that he's adding on to this. We have Shulah says, "Tam, why? Where does this minute come from? What's the reason behind this minute to stay up?" So the Magen Avraham, we have Shulah says, "Tam, al pi pshute." Why? Even though the Zohar says al pi kabbalah, but it could be al pi pshute. You can also understand it. Why? The fish Yisrael, how you shame him kolalaylo? Because Klal Yisrael, the night before Kabbalah Zatoyer, they went to sleep. V'hutz rechesh baruchu lahoyer isam, and Hashem had to wake them up. Kedisa b'medrash. ולכן אנחנו צריכים לסעק עם זה. אז השם היה to wake us up. It's not בקובדיק. בעצם it was a חסרון הכלל ישראל had done. That they had to get Hashem to wake them up. So maybe in order to massack him, what we did, what Klal Yisrael, where we slipped at the time, and we, so to speak, overslept, So maybe we massack him this by doing what? By staying up. So we stay up, we're definitely not gonna oversleep. Because if you're up, then you're not gonna that's what Magen Avraham means. That because of this, in order to ensure that we're not gonna be nichshal in this again, so we made this into a minig, a pipshutai, to stay up. Yeah? As I stayed in Magen Avraham. Now anybody who's thinking to and listen to what I'm saying, L'chayr is a dover poshut, that if this is the apipshutik, if this is the tam, so what does it help to go back to sleep? Adarab, even worse, even more, so there's even more reason why you're going to oversleep. Because now you're tired, because you only went to bed, and let's say after Halo, it's 2:33 o'clock, and so it's even more of a reason why you're going to oversleep. So ma'ilu chacham b'takonosam, we made this takon, it's a beautiful minute, but then if you're going to go to sleep after that, then what's the whole takon? Even if you don't oversleep, but the yesoid is in order to ensure that we'll all be there on time. And manis, by going to sleep, how are we going to know there's not going to be any latecomers? If anything, it's very mistaken. There'll be more latecomers than if there won't have been if we'd have had a normal, especially if we brought Yom Tov on time. Yeah? So, L'chayra, if you'd go with this, the time of Mong Avraham, L'chayra, one should daven straight after one learns. Yeah? Maskim? L'chayra, that's what should come out. Now, if you look in the Prima Godim over there, they're on that Mong Avraham, and it's very interesting, brought down in Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Pei Tes. When should one daven shachris? Net or maybe even before net? Alois, why? What's the shaila? We all know the zman lekatchila to start davening shachris is net. In fact, that's the best zman to start and to finish. In other words, say from alois all the way till net, and say from net all the way till sof zman tefillah, the best time is net. So after net is still a lekatchila, it seems. It's still a lekatchila, but it's not the best. Before net, it's not a lekatchila anymore. Before net, shteit mechaba. You're allowed to daven before nets, but only b'shas adchak. Mechaber pei tes, Rashi, the Mechaber writes, pei tes siv ches, the last siv, b'shas adchak, din shetzoch l'hashkim aderech, yochel espal l'mishalam adon shacha, you're allowed to daven after alois. Okay? You're allowed to daven after alois. Zog the Prima Godim, that since we're all awake, and we're all already in shul, so what we're going to say, that let everybody go back home, and then come back for nets. Zog the Prima Godim, it's a big Torah to ask the Olam to go home and come back an hour later, wherever it might be, come back for nets. It's a big Torah. But Mela, there's a heter to daven by already before nets, to daven already by Alois. Mishneh Berurah and Simen Pei Tes, Mamish, the beginning of Simen Pei Tes, first Yiv Cotton, he says, Kos the Prima Godim is Simen Tov Tzadi Dalet, the Bechag HaShvuz Shinurin Kona Laila, Mutele Spalol Kodem HaNetz, you're allowed to daven before, based on Bahashkama, Toyachul is Kabbat Shainis. Because when if everybody goes home, when it's Bahashkama, means straight away as soon as it's Alois, and then you expect them to come back for nets, it's a Tircha. A lot of people might not even manage, might not even come back at all. So the Mela, there's a Heter to Daven already earlier. Now, yeah, yes. It's called B'Shaz Adchak. B'Shaz Adchak, you're allowed to. Now you put yourself into a matzav of shas adchak because of this minuk, you're allowed to. You don't have to go onto journeys as well. The Mechaber says if you decided to go onto a journey, then you put yourself into a shas adchak. Here's well, I've decided there's this minuk, and I want to take it, keep it, and learn. So now I'm in a matzav of shas adchak, so I can daven early. Yeah? So L'chayra, it seems that the minig was to daven straight away. That's what it seems. If the minig was always to daven later, normal time, normal Yom Tov times, that we daven even a little bit later than normal weekly davening. So what's the Prima Godim saying over here there? To get the Olam to come back, the Olam would zecher prefer to go to sleep first and to daven later. So the Teretz says, because no, the Pashtus was, we always used to daven and when we finished learning in the morning, now is the time to daven. We daven whenever we used to go home. So the Prima Godim, so to tell us to go home and come back now for nets, that's therefore you can daven earlier as well. But if Lu Yitzur, the Olam wants to go home and daven later, then what's the shaila? And even more than that, L'chayra, if you've got the opportunity to daven later, you can daven later, and you know you'll be able to come back to shul. If the Prima Godim is not talking about this case, because he's talking about people that never thought about davening later. But if Lu Yitzur like today, L'chayra, then why should he be allowed to daven? I don't know what halacha would be. But since today we've got an opportunity to daven at 9 o'clock or 8:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever you want, in a normal morning daven, normal morning Yom Tov davening. So why should we now run with this heter of davening before nets? I don't know. It could be, but what we do see from the Prima Godim is that it never entertained the tzad, never had the tzad to daven later. That was the thing. They daven l'chayra, the way we explain this morning from l'chayra, it's understood very well because kapshuta, the way he explains, because in order not to oversleep. So this is one side of the coin. And Emma says, the Shevet Halevi, he's got Shuvah and Chelek Yud, 7 Mem Tes, and he touches on this Nakoda. Is it the right thing to do daven later? So he brings there the Yitzchak Rubin, the Baruch Shabbos, asked him the Shaila, is it the right thing to do? And he tainas, L'chayra, it's the wrong thing to do, because one should not sleep before Shacharis. What do you mean not sleep before Shacharis? We all sleep before Shacharis. No, but because it's already Alois, and now you've already got a chiyuv to daven Shacharis, so we know you're not allowed to have a Suda G'doyla. And even if you have a Shoyma, Suda G'doyla won't help. And Zokta, going to sleep for 5 hours, especially after you've learned for a few hours, is definitely a good Suda G'doyla. It's like a Shmak HaShlof, and and the alarm clocks won't even help, he tined us. So what's the heta to go to sleep? Yeah, that's Mita. So there, Rav Ozna says a big Amorid Kechidosh. Rav Ozna says a Amorid Kechidosh. He says, I'll explain to you maybe what the heta might be. It's not even clear. The place can discuss, is there Issa of, is this called Suda G'doyla and therefore even a Shema won't help? It's not clear. Let's say the Chumrah. So we're machmir that you can't go to sleep, a long, good long sleep before Shacharis, even with a Shema, we're machmir. But he says, but what? So wherefore, what should we do? Therefore, daven early. Dr. Shmuel, Shmuel Vosner, that most people are not going to daven properly. Most people, he says, the Matzias says, will not daven properly. Or at least won't daven as well as davening later on. Zokta, it's mestaba. He says his own svar. It's mestaba to say that, he said, das Torah noita, to say that we're going to push off this Suffolk, that we're not sure if there's an issa to daven later. Machmas vadai to daven later. In other words, there's a Suffolk telling you daven now, because it could be you can't wait, it could be you can't sleep. And vadai later on, you'll daven a lot better. So it's mistaba to say that if you know, since people, but even clearly daven later a lot better, there's no, a person's allowed to have a long, long sleep. Could also be, the Mechaber writes, then Simon Pei tests again, that if a person's shvach, and he can't daven, machmas the fact that he is feeling weak, and the only way he can daven is by eating something, even though normally we're not allowed to eat before Shacharis, you're allowed to eat before Shacharis. Because it's in order to help you to daven. So you tochen, I don't know, but maybe as well. If a person, he can't daven because he's too tired, and he's going to sleep, they should be able to daven better, so it's all a tzayrach to be able to daven. It's the tzayrach to be able to have, right? And that's like a goofa, why are we going to sleep now? Why don't we daven Shacharis now? In order to be able to daven Shacharis better, we'll feel a lot better, we'll daven a lot better. Mitzad sheni. So this adkam we've said that there's a reason why one should daven lachur, one should daven earlier. No, on straight after you've learned by Alois next time, right? And even Rav Ozna, after he said that it's muti, he says ani ba'atzmi rogel ma'avoyser ve'avoyser espal miad ba'lisa shachiv v'sikin derech esoyos v'chamimus b'leiv v'roiv am. I myself, we do the way it was always done, that we daven properly. We daven straight away, we daven properly. Okay, so that's it. Now the Minhag Yisrael Torah brings from the Yaivetz and from the Shmir Sholem, the Muridik Zach, the Yaivetz. This is the Yaivetz, it's not Psahantika. The Yaivetz, he writes in Siddur, a very, very small shtickle. He says that it's Yotzal Schoi, we've said it's a daven on time, to daven by Eloisa Netz, and therefore we should daven, definitely should daven later. As we should also in Shmir Sholem, we should daven later. And he says there that by saying Akdoshim, they never used to daven earlier. That's what he writes. They always used to daven later. And then he goes and says, well, that's exactly what happened by Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael first went to sleep. So therefore, that's how we should also go to sleep first, right? In other words, he's using the same medrash that Magen Avraham says, that's why we should stay awake. In order to masaken it, he says, punk faket. He says, no, let's do the way our elders did then. We'll touch as soon as there's still a time exactly what. Yeah? There's another maida of davening later, and that is as follows. I'm going to say it a little bit quicker, and that is because halacha is behalal sholem. You have to make sure you say every single word. It's mavur, like makris magil. If you say words where it's not clear, and you start being megamgam, then you're not yotza. Now, when a person's tired, a lot of times you find it does happen. A lot of times, especially pitta makteris and other things which are done normally a lot quicker, you find that you're going to be megamgam words, and you're not going to say everything clearly. And if it's going to be like that with halal, then you're running into issues. Okay, so that's the. That's the chiddush to daughter. The chassidim used to, the chassidim say a sprach. They say, says besser to go in shlofen, bechdai to davenen, but rather than davenen, bechdai to go in shlofen. So man, it's better to go to sleep in order to give you kriches daven later, better, rather than go to sleep and waiting still and you're in a rush to be able to get to bed. Now, there's a medrash. The medrash says, this medrash the Magen Avraham brings down. I don't know if the Magen Avraham brings this medrash. There's a medrash that says, ho yushenim oz, that night Chaliso went to sleep. Why? Because Shishina Shiratzeres Areva. You should know that the best time of the year to sleep is normally this time of the year. You know, when it's nice and hot outside, more or less, not boiling yet, but it's already like geschmack, right? Like we have these days, yeah? This is the best time of the year to daven to sleep. And maybe the Klal Yisrael utilized it and they went to sleep that night. As we said in Medrash. Because as the Lashon HaMedrash is, Aviro is Emtsoi bin Kar Lecham, it's just the right weather to go to sleep. As we said also in Pirkei Debelezer, they slept until 2 hours into the day, because Nachem Olam, again, because it was the best, it was the right time to go to sleep. Now the problem is as follows. I'm just going to move into the drush a bit, but I'll touch it. The Ibn Ezra writes in Parshas Yisroi that the way Klal Yisrael were prepared themselves for Kabbalah Satori is that they stayed awake. Pashtas means they stayed awake for 3 days. They shouldn't have any tumah and should be able to see the Shechina. They stayed awake. Probably the Pele is that it's Mamash Kenegedes Medrash. So the Sefer Itzapolos HaTayi says, yeah, he asked this shaylah to Pchaim Kanievsky. Pchaim Kanievsky said, you find a lot of times that Ibn Ezra, he says, the loik chazal to fit in kepshut shel mikra. It's not a steer, it's not a problem. But then he brings there a Muri de Kazakh. He brings there from the Avoidus Yisroel. Avoidus Yisroel, the Koznitz Amagid. And he brings as follows, and I'm going to finish off with this. Isa b'medr, shabiyem atentoyer, bikshlo yisnam le maboyka, v'shnosem arev aleem, at sh'oyron Moshe Rabbeinu, lekabal esatoyer. And okay, like we said, they went to sleep. Then I says, "Vav, Vav ma tzadik agon ubelevi Yitzchok zatzal mizle bedit shiva. Chalin elachshe v'alam am kodesh shenoflu betadim as haatzlos v'ashen biyem anichbat sheyedu sheit nakshbaruch historias lehem." To say that they were lazy and they went to sleep, they needed to have first, you know, a little good shluf. What is that? Is that what they had on their minds? No. El yishleim shekam losim shem shemayim zoktewai shemayim sheini besiva sheischiru lasas achonu bekabal zatoyer va'ovdu bekol choicham u'machshavoy som hakdoishem at shenofar elehim leyus. They were awake. They stayed awake. They wanted to put all their koiches and all their energy in order to prepare for Kabbalah Satoira. But then, after 3 days of being awake, then it was too much for them. So they lekatchila went to sleep in order to regain koiches and to be able to have a clear das tzlula, not to be able to clear mind for Kabbalah Satir, right? And then he goes on to explain that this was a two nekudas, betzem, it could be that they should have still stayed awake and just relied on Hashem and said, no, we'll have the koichas, and maybe that was betzem there. Now, as I stated in the Blevi Yitzchem and Beditcha, now the Chira, it stems very, very well now what we're saying. The Maghav Ram says that they went to sleep. There's no stira, it could be that Katchela they stayed awake for a few days, but then they realized they can't cope. So then they made the decision, no, we can't, we have to go to sleep. So now, the Magen Avraham is coming to tell us that we are going to stay awake in order to be masakan while they overslept. Why did they oversleep? They overslept, there was a bit of a gum, right? Of course, they weren't planning to go to sleep, but they had no choice. But then when they did that, they overslept. That's how the Magen Avraham looks at it. But it could be azoy, it could be that, no, there was no gum in going to sleep later, in getting up late. If you look in Rashi ala Torah, it's like a chosna yitzim chupos, going nikra sakala. That's how it was supposed to be. That Hashem was supposed to be ready by Mahmud Hasina before Klal Yisrael. You're talking to say such a thing. And the Katrin is supposed to be that Klal Yisrael was supposed to come late. Or if you want to, don't want to call it late, it could be that the Bushanim was mashkim. The Lashon Rashi is that he was mashkim. He got up, he came early. Not Klal Yisrael were late, they came. And others this. So it comes out like this. Klal Yisrael, the Katchila wanted to stay awake, but then they went to sleep. Did they go to sleep? Was there a gum for them to go to sleep and to get up late? You talk, maybe yeah, maybe not. Magen Avraham takes on it was a gum. Maybe I called the Magen Avraham, L'chaya, you should daven earlier. Now, but if you don't take on it was a gum, like the B'nei B'yisrael and B'ditchev, you could touch Azoy. We stay awake. Why do we stay awake? Because like Klal Yisrael did, they wanted to stay awake because they wanted to makabel the Torah and with all the merits and all the koichas, they wanted to prepare themselves. So that's why we stay awake as well. But then we can go to sleep after that as well, because that's exactly what Klal Yisrael did. They also went to sleep. It's the shver to go to sleep. So then the two nukos staying awake is nasty, and we're not doing an ultimate sack in anything. You know, and if you look at the Zoya, the Magen Avraham says it's pashtos. If you look at the Zoya, it's nothing to do with being masakan and a pagam Klal Yisrael did at the time. No shaykhs. It's in order to be masakan. Shak Makashat, all the Kishutim for a color, whatever, like the Rishonis of the Zohar, like we will time here. Nothing will do it. It's Pashat. I heard the Millet says, the vote why we stay awake is to show our Ava Satoira. It's Ava Satoira. We've got Ava Satoira. Oh, so we showed Ava Satoira. So we sat out a few nights, a few hours, go to bed. So she can steer her. And other rabbi, according to this, you should go to bed. It's much better to go to bed because you get done a lot better. If you're going to be medactic with the Monarch of Rome's vote, and therefore daven straight away, you're losing out on Shachris. So Mela, Nahara or Nahara, Pashtei, those who are dafka makpit to daven afterwards, straight after they learn. Other rabbi, that's how it should be, Betzim as before, that's how it used to be. But if a person today is koyches on alarm, or if he's a chesidisha, and that's how the minig of their chrysin is always davar later, there's a big mokum to be mavaya, the minig, to say the tikkun, or whatever, especially saying the tikkun, is zikha, even more of a reason why to understand why they go to sleep. And whatever one does, as long as one's makabal the Torah with all his koyches, that's the best.